Just FYI, everybody, I'm Steve, and I'm one of the co-leads for Northfield Indivisible here, along with Julia here, and Kelly, who's a semi-co-lead, something like that at this moment here. She's taking a break, but just so everybody knows here, I am going to record this on my iPhone, so both for the minutes and, you know, so that we can go back and go over that, but also we've been trying to do a hybrid sort of a thing here, where we have the, what's called the owl here, this thing, running through a Zoom meeting, but the woman who does it, one of our other co-leads, Kamisha, couldn't be here or maybe here later, so we're not doing that, so I'm going to post the recording on there for whatever it's worth. Anybody have any objections to being recorded? All right, very good then.
If you don't want to be recorded, don't say anything.
There you go. The easy answer. All right, so you got my name. I'm Steve. I'm the co-lead of Northfield, or one of the co-leads of Northfield Indivisible here. Come on in, folks. If we are going to need some more chairs, we'll go out and grab those, but I think we've got a few here.
Hi,
no worries. We're just getting started.
If you are new, raise your hand again, because that just tells me where I'm going to start this. All right, great.
And
I'll start with you. Just stick your name on there. There's a pen. Just make sure I can read it, because we'll get it into our stuff, but thank you.
Yeah. For those of you who are new, also, too, let me just point out real quickly here that we have a website, and it is, there it is, Northfield Indivisible, or Indivisible Northfield, either one works, .org. They both work, as does Northfield-Indivisible, but just those are easier to remember, northfieldindivisible.org. And on that, let me go to the front page of this real quick. Here on that, you will see here a little mission statement from us, and if you want to join and get our member and email list, that's where you do it there too. So please share. All right, so let me get this out of the way and go back to that. Put that, hide that for a second here, and there we go. Okay, so tonight we have a special guest, Dr. Matt Klein. That, Doc, there he is over there. Thank you. Thank you for coming, Doc, and welcome. Before we get started, though, I'm going to put him out. I'll put him at the front here. But what I'd like for us to do is just kind of go around the room and introduce ourselves.
Hello. You have excellent
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Wendell. Wendell is also a co-lead with us here, at Northfield Indivisible. Have a seat there. All right, so real quickly, just to introduce ourselves, I want to go around the room here. We'll go, let's see, we'll start at the inner circle here. But just go around, say your name, first name, pronoun if you want to, but one word that is a principle that you are fighting for. Now, and again, my name is Steve, I'm a he, him, and my principle is democracy. Easy, right? Big one, I know. But if I got to choose one, that's the one. Let's go to you.
Chuck Smadev, one word, humanism.
Humanism, good.
That's a good one.
Ma'am.
Jane Carlson. I'm stumped because I have two words.
That's okay. You can. Okay. We'll give you a break.
No war.
No war. Yes.
Lori Wieske, democracy.
Democracy. Yeah. Good. Yeah, you can say the same one over and over again. And remember, Dr. Matt Klein is here, so he's going to take that to heart, I'm sure.
Lynn Young. Well, democracy is a broad term, but I would say freedom from government crap.
Yeah, I think we can all stand behind that one. Yeah. All right, so.
James Young, Constitution.
Constitution, yes. Yeah. Ma'am.
Nicole, she, her, women's health.
Yeah. Excellent.
he, her, socialism.
Socialism, nice.
They all joke a lot. I would say saving our democracy.
Oh, it's okay.
Mary Jane Lipinski, ditto.
Wendell
Baker, against tyranny. I can't just do the positive, against tyranny.
Against tyranny. All right, Julia.
I'm Julia. I'm one of the leads to justice.
Kelly.
I'm Kelly, she, her. Progressive values.
Justice.
I said before, you got me all screwed up. my word was greed.
Greed? You would fight for that?
That's why I just said you're going to be asking.
Okay, okay. That's Keith, by the way. He never says his name. I don't know why. Why don't you ever say your name?
I don't like names.
It's just our international man of mystery.
That's right.
Immigrants.
Immigrants. Democracy.
Rich. Only one word. I'll go with family.
Family.
Don't forget the friends.
No. Okay. We're all family here, right?
Kathleen, people and plan.
Excellent. People and plan.
Jaden, he, him, and I would say valuing or trying to move past a world that doesn't value truth or education.
Excellent.
If that makes sense. It's just a blanking out.
Absolutely. Knowledge. Yeah.
Mary Kay, she, her, constitutional rights.
Excellent.
Sharon, she, her, truth.
Truth. Yeah. Kind of along the same line.
And healthcare.
Healthcare.
Chris, constitutionality.
Constitutionality.
Betsy, accountability.
Accountability.
Matt, integrity.
Integrity, nice, sir.
Doug, accountability.
Accountability.
Cindy, economic equity.
Economic equity, all right. Great. A lot of common things here, common threads. Obviously, that's why we're all here. But that's our belief system, right? This is what we're fighting for. This is why we're doing all of this. This is why we're reaching out to our communities, to the people who we know, to our neighbors everywhere. So again, what we've seen, what we've learned, what we have shown the world in the last 3 months has been the strength of community, the strength of neighborism, and how powerful that can be in the face of brutal, cruel fascism.
That's right.
Okay. So, all right. Well, I'm going to probably turn it over, I think, to the doc here. And then we'll go into our usual news announcements and other fun things that we're going to do tonight here. So, Doc, take it away.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Many of you have already met me or seen me. Thanks for giving me 10 minutes.
Would it be okay to turn the lights on?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. Thank you, Sandy.
Thanks. Yeah, so my name is Matt Klein. I know a lot of you have already seen me or heard me talk. I'll try to keep my introduction pretty brief because I'd love to take your questions. I grew up in St. Paul. I went to the public schools. I went to Mayo Medical School, where I helped pay my tuition by waiting tables. And for most of my medical career, I worked at Hennepin County Medical Center. I worked nights. And I'll tell you a story of one night I worked. A patient came in. His name was Juan, and he had chest pain. He described it in kind of a worrisome way, and he had an abnormal EKG, and I encouraged him to stay with us and get some care. And he said no. He said that he had two jobs and a shift starting at 1 a.m., and he had three kids at home, and he couldn't afford to take time away from work to care for his heart. I was pretty concerned about him, and I actually called his employer, explained the situation, and he ended up encouraging Juan to stay with us. He got good care. He had a good outcome. But it was patients like Juan that inspired me in 2016 to run for the Minnesota State Senate and call me at this time to run for Congress. I know that healthcare is a human right. I know that we're a strong enough and a good enough nation to get to universal healthcare. And I've spent 35 years as a physician, and I think I have a voice to bring to that issue in this moment. And I'm hopeful that I get the chance to do that. I'll tell you, so that's kind of my quick biography. But in the meantime, while I'm trying to get to Congress, I'm also serving in the state Senate. And I want to give you tidings of good news that in our one vote Senate majority for the Democrats, we've been able to introduce some good things this year that I think should give us all hope. Yesterday, The Judiciary Committee met for a full 8 hours, and they passed gun violence legislation through their committee and to the floor. So a ban, a ban on assault weapons and a limit on magazine capacity. Obviously, with a tied house, those face a rocky road ahead. But it's important that we got the testimony of the parents of Annunciation and that we platformed that for ourselves. And hopefully next year, after I'm gone, the Democrats will have a trifecta at the state level and those things will move through. We've also introduced bills that I think are gratifying in terms of our Democratic response to the injustices of ICE over the last couple months. So we introduced a bill that will allow Minnesotans to sue the federal government if their constitutional liberties have been violated. We introduced a bill that says if you have served as an ICE agent in this time in history, you can never again serve in law enforcement in Minnesota again. And we introduced a bill, my bill, with four other healthcare workers that says if you have a, if you are a law enforcement agent and you have injured a human being and you fail to render aid, you can be sued and you can face criminal charges, as we know occurred with Alex Priddy and Renee Good. So hopefully, you know, again, in a tight house, those bills unlikely to become law, but we're fighting a good fight and at least platforming the issues at the state legislature. So I'm running for Congress in this moment. I know my inspiration comes from exactly what you were describing, the way that, you know, our law enforcement agencies and our elected officials were rendered impotent over the last couple of months as ICE invaded our state. And the usual mechanisms we would have to stand up for our constitutional liberties were ineffective. For example, when the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension wanted to investigate the murder scene of Alex Priddy, and ICE told them no, so they went and got a judicial warrant, and ICE still told them no. And you saw Drew Evans sort of throw up his arms and say, this is as far as my powers extend, and they're still not allowing me to do my duty. So the Constitution failed, but what succeeded was indivisible and individual action and human community. And we will likely have those struggles again. I think the next sort of wave of attacks on Minnesota, first there's the medical assistance cuts that are threatened for our state alone. And the next one I think will be on our fall elections, where the trust in those elections and the idea of safety of going to the polls will be threatened by the Trump administration. And we will probably have to call on that same community that succeeded us in this cold winter. So I'm grateful for the chance to be here. I'm eager to take any questions that you have. Thanks for letting me talk.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You mentioned Alex Priddy and Renee Good. Are the people who murdered them ever going to be held accountable? I mean, do we know where they are? Or have they been charged with anything? Will they be charged with anything?
They haven't been charged with anything to my knowledge. Certainly, I think that's the job of the Minnesota legislature, should we be able to do that, and the Attorney General's office. But I also think, should we get a majority in Congress, we need to have a full sort of inquiry into what occurred in Minnesota this winter, get it on the record so it never occurs again, and pursue justice for not just for Alex Priddy and Renee Good, but for the Hmong gentleman who was dragged out in the snow in East St. Paul, you know, against his will. And there have been just countless constitutional violations in this moment that need justice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what you're running for is a pretty tight district, pretty 50-50. And I know that Angie Craig, I don't know what her margin was because I'm fairly new in this area.
Yeah.
But one of my frustrations with Democrats in general has been relative to effective communication. I'm in marketing, and so what I hear so often is we really fail to create messaging that hooks people, right? Obviously this room, you can tell us anything we're eating out of your hand, we're yes, right? Like, that's easy. We don't have to worry about the other end because they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
They can't be communicated with. But what about these folks in the middle?
Yeah.
So what I wanna kind of tee this up as, let's talk about healthcare, for example.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, in this moment, as you're wanting to run for, or you're running for this position, communicate the value of changing our healthcare system in the United States to that group? Because there's a lot of them in where you're running, and I'm just curious what your approach is to that.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think your point is extremely well taken. So 3 years ago, this was the closest swing seat in the nation. It could have easily gone back to Republican hands. It was hugely expensive. And then Andy Craig, in this span of 3 years, won it by 14 points. So I think it behooves us to sort of look at what her playbook was and how she did it. And I think she did it in many ways to what you're describing. She built relationships and networks and support among groups that Democrats typically don't. Agriculture, law enforcement, obviously labor unions, small businesses, and was able to sort of garner support from Democrats, independents, and some Republicans, and obviously held this seat pretty handily. So I think that's the approach you have to take if you want to hold this seat long term. It's the last swing seat in Minnesota. I do think healthcare is going to be that across the aisle issue, healthcare and affordability in 2026. $1 trillion in medical assistance cuts are coming to Minnesota, to this nation, and that will affect where I used to work, the downtown hospital, Hennepin County Medical Center. But it will also close rural nursing homes, and it will make it so that if you're leaving the hospital and you need a little bit of oxygen, you may not get it. So I think that crisis will hit blue districts, but it will also very severely hit red districts. And I hope that it creates a window where I can not only speak to it as a political issue, red and blue, but also build coalitions with people on both sides of the aisle to try to build it back better, improve mental health care access, regulate drug prices, and give the kind of health care in this country that we should come to expect. Yeah.
So I have three questions for you, and they are not easy questions. So first, let's say you get elected, for the sake of argument, and a bill comes onto your desk as a legislator in the federal government that says we are going to expand the Department of Homeland Security and instead send its duties back to the departments that the Department of Homeland Security stole duties from when it was formed after 9/11. Would you sign on to that bill?
I tell you what, I would have to think about that. That is larger than what I want to achieve, which is to dismantle ICE at this time. Their current membership has discredited themselves and they cannot serve in authoritative capacity again. We do need to have border enforcement at some level. But it cannot be what we have currently, and so I would want to restructure that. So I probably would not sign on to that bill.
The second question was one of international policy, particularly of the situation in the Middle East currently. That, I mean, this is something that directly affects Americans, both because people have family that lives there, but also in the way that our tax dollars are being used to fund wars overseas that are not benefiting us and are getting service members killed, including issues in Gaza and all throughout the Middle East now with the war in Iran.
Yeah.
Would you vote to stop arms sales and just giving of arms directly to Israel as a state?
I would not. No, I'm a supporter of our allyship with Israel. I think it's important both militarily, but also in terms of technology and agriculture and a number of other fields that we maintain that. They are a democracy and they're our democratic partner in that part of the world. I do not support the Netanyahu government. I do not support how they've prosecuted the war in Gaza. And I think as our friend nation, it's incumbent on us to put pressure on them to do better. But I wouldn't support defunding.
And the third question is, there have been recent attacks on queer rights, women's rights, trans people's rights at all levels of government, from state to federal to even local. What is your position on this? I looked on your website and there was no direct stated position on there was on women's rights, but specifically on queer and trans rights.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm deeply personal to me. My third child is non-binary. I was very proud in 2023 to speak in support of and to vote in support of creating this as a trans refuge state. I was also even more proud as a physician and a member of the medical community to get rid of the tortured practice of conversion therapy in this state, which was medical malpractice that was performed for generations until we stopped it. So I think it's incumbent on us to keep this a trans refuge state and to stand up for LGBTQ liberties. I think in this moment, when Trump is sort of chipping off marginalized communities one at a time, the one that he will choose probably most readily is the LGBTQ community, and we need to stand with our neighbors.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Sorry, and one last thing is, a lot of members of the Democratic Party, like Gavin Newsom, who is rumored to be running for president eventually, has effectively said, oh, well, we'll step away from queer and trans rights if it's politically advantageous for us. And it seems like from your position you just stated that you don't really agree with that as a modus operandi.
No, you'll never see that out of me. I commit to that.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask, you mentioned universal health care. What's the path and how long does it take us to get there?
Takes a while. But I know that we can get there. That's the dream. If you look at my website, you'll see that in the Senate, I've always pushed for a public option as the next politically achievable step. I still think that's probably the case. If there was a bill on my desk in Congress for Medicare for All, I would sign on to it and I would vote for it and I would speak in support of it. In the state Senate, I voted in support of the MARTI plan for Minnesota Care for All, and I believe in that as well. But I think what we can achieve is a public option, which means a health insurance product that's administered by the state, subsidized by the state. Your premiums are proportionate to your income. We already do that in the form of Minnesota Care for low-income working people. I also think we can get a lot more aggressive. Obviously, Medicare should be able to negotiate all drug prices, but we should get more aggressive about regulating drug prices. We really have a moral obligation that once these miracle drugs are invented, we have to make sure they're available to Americans. And if the profit rates are too high, we should cut those down.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I probably took my 10 minutes.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay, man. Any other questions for Dr. Klein?
Well, I guess I got a comment question of healthcare for all or Medicare plan insurance programs for all?
Well,
to me, there's a big difference.
No, there's a huge difference. And you just heard me say, I think, you know, the next step that we got is insurance for all. It's that public option. But that's only a step on the road to what I would consider universal healthcare or single payer, which is where we've got to be.
Single payer, well, you're still looking at insurance then, right?
Well, no, it would be a federally, no, I'm sorry, let me use the right terms, universal health care.
Okay. Okay. And then people go about universal Medicare and stuff, and it's like, well, that, to me, that's kind of for shit anyway.
Thank you, guys.
Very much. Thank you very much, Doctor. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Yeah. All right. Okay, so we've done our names and one wordish principle here that we're fighting for tonight. I'm going to keep the agenda and goals and news and all of that stuff to a minimum because one of the things that we're going to do is break into groups and address some of the specifics of what we want to do in the next month, in the next year. You're coming up to that. So, okay, so engagement and action. One of the things that we are trying to do here is to go beyond, to go beyond. We're really good at events. We're really good at, we've gotten really good over this past year, right?
We're really good at events.
We're really good at events, the rallies. In fact, No Kings. No Kings 3 is coming up in 2 weeks. Yeah. All right. And we're hoping that's going to be fun, and we're really hoping it doesn't rain. But we're...
Better rain than snow,
I guess. Yeah, that's for sure. I'd rather have a little rain than what we had, yesterday. But at least the ice is melting. So, sort of, in many ways, but anyway. So, No Kings 3 is coming up. We're really good at these kind of things. We're going to probably do something for May Day. There's a lot of other things out there, but what's really going on, those rallies, those events, are sort of like our billboard. They're sort of like the advertisement, if you will. The statement, we are here, and this is what we all believe, and here's all of us. Here's how many of us there are out there. You cannot ignore us anymore. As Erica Chenoweth found out, that if you can get 3.5% of a population turning out for protests and staying engaged, historically, authoritarian regimes can fall. They have, with 3.5%. No Kings 2, back in October. What do we have, 10% of the Northfield area here? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. We want to do even better this time. We want to get 5,000 people here, out there to Ames Park on the 28th, on Saturday, from 12 to 2. We're going to try and keep the speaking part of things from about 12 to 1, but then we're going to kind of make it a little bit more festive. We're going to flex a little bit in the beginning and at the end, but we're going to have speakers then from about 12 to 1, so keep it to an hour. But beyond that, it's about engagement, and it's about action, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight here, too. We're going to break into some small groups and try and come up with some action items for all of that, and I'll talk about that in a second here. News and announcements, for those of you who are new to us, we have, I got to say, this is my personal thing here, right? We have a new sound system, all our own. Thank you, Cindy Robinson. Yeah. And thank you to the Cannon Valley Friends Meeting House, to the Cannon Valley Friends Meters, who raised that money for us. So it's great. So we have a system that we can rapidly grab and go. And we will share it. We are sharing it with the community there, too. So, again, thank you. Thank you very much for all of that help. Do we want to talk about Phil, our new treasurer, or anything like that?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about
okay.
Do you want to bring the
website? I was going to bring up the website here with that. Yeah.
So, if you've come to our meetings for a while, you probably know that we have been begging for a treasurer, searching for one. But our search is over. So we actually do have a treasurer, so that QR code, you don't need to scan it, we're kind of doing a soft launch, that goes to our ActBlue page, so now we can finally do our own fundraising. So up until now, Northfield Indivisible has been basically funded by me, Steve, and Keisha. We just like spend our money to make stuff happen because sometimes
and donations from our members and the Cannon Valley Friends.
But up until recently,
you're
it's
right.
just been out of people's pockets. So that's all set. We will. Our treasurer, he joined up, he got us all set up, and then he went to Thailand for 3 weeks. And can you blame him?
Yeah.
So when he comes back right before No Kings, we will probably have another discussion in April about how we actually want to use this, how we want to do fundraising. But for right now, we're just kind of doing a soft launch. So I got stuff set up. We got the QR codes and all that, but we're not doing campaigns or anything. So with that, that's
his name. Hmm? Did you say the name?
Phil.
Yeah.
Phil.
Phil Caston is our new treasurer. So this is all set up. We will start making more use of it as, you know, when he comes back and we can align, because there's a whole bunch of 501c4 rules that we have to follow and pay attention to.
Has he been attending meetings? Is that like
No.
No.
He actually hasn't.
What's his connection with?
He was kind of an Isaiah guy, and he's still an Isaiah guy, but he's been.
He has attended some leader meetings.
He attends our leader meetings.
He was at one meeting.
Yeah, maybe one or two.
But you asked him as well. So this is a 501c4, which means we can endorse candidates rather than a three, right?
It depends on what part of Indivisible you're talking about. So if you're familiar with Isaiah and Faith in Minnesota, because there's a 501c3 and a 501c4 and never the twain shall meet kind of thing, that's Indivisible and Indivisible Action. So you might see stuff for Indivisible Project, and that's a 501c3, but Indivisible Action is a 501c4, and sometimes the money mixes, and it's Phil's job to like figure all that out. So we've got that. It's really exciting. We're looking forward to being able to do a little more, but in order for us to do a little more, money is great, but bodies are better. So people who want to help out, join something, just do a little thing, you know, we all don't have to do everything, but we all can do something. So if you're worried about, you know, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, you showed up here tonight, and that's taking action. You know, that matters. You're here. You took action. You stood up. That matters.
Presence is action.
Mm-hmm. Presence is action. So we got that. Do we want to talk about No Kings a little bit more?
We can. We sure can. Is there any more news that I forgot, you guys?
Anybody else wants to pass them out, just I'll get emails at the end. Oh, I've got new member emails. I have those. They've already sent me, but I'm saying anybody else who did. I think that's it. That's here. Okay, yeah, we're done. Okay, so all right, we're done with Phil and yep.
That, all right, let's go back here.
I wonder if everybody heard about our third Monday meetings instead of second. I mean,
well, it's the third Monday and we're all here.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room did. So
we switched.
Spread the word.
Last week was pretty slow.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, Keith called me. He's like, where is this? Like, third Monday.
All right, do we want to talk about No Kings?
A little bit. Any questions about No Kings? Before I just launch into a couple other things. So, we've got that big window, so we go from noon to 2:30, but it's really gonna be like an hour between 12:30 and 1:30. So that noon time allows people to trickle in, get set up. We'll have some programming. We're still trying to figure out. We'll do our program. We have a couple exciting speakers that I probably can talk about a little bit. So the first one that I can talk about that has committed is Erin McQuaid. So she will be speaking to us in 2 weeks, which is really exciting. We're still working on some other speakers. So we usually go for about four with No Kings. I think so, just one, and then some other cool stuff. So we've got that.
Who's Erin McQuaid?
Erin McQuaid is the state senator from Apple Valley.
Oh. Okay.
And she is if you like AOC.
Yep.
She's our version of it.
Yes.
Yeah, I sometimes attend Ezra and Leah's meeting on Thursdays, and he said they were going to be here in Minnesota.
They're going to be at the Capitol.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to be at the Capitol. They are not going to be here.
No. They went to Carlton.
I know. the other thing that I'm working on that I promise nothing on is that I happen to know where the Wellstone Green bus is, and we're trying to get here for No Kings. If we actually score the green bus, Ezra and Leo will be here.
I did hear a rumor that Bruce Springsteen might be in St. Paul.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If we score the green bus, I can make sure that Ezra hears same day.
And maybe Bruce will come, too.
Who's the other guy from Rage?
Rage Against the Machine, Tom Morello.
Yeah.
Bruce there. I'd be down with that. So yeah.
I'm a little nervous about Tom Morello because does anyone remember our profanity gate issue?
It's okay, we'll accept that again.
Yeah.
People got upset over a swear word at a protest.
I know.
It's okay.
We accept it.
It's fine. That's Northfield too. You know, it's all good. But yeah, Tom, there's one song in particular that's really relevant that Rage Against the Machine does that I kind of have in my head all the time that we can't play anymore. any other?
Not officially, anyway. Yeah.
State senator.
Pardon me?
I did invite
our state senator. I texted our state senator, and she's like, thank you for offering, but session is going to be out that day, so I'm going away with my kids. Which, you know, given the session that Christy's having, that is valid. So, Yeah, so I don't trust
our Senator Bill Lisky.
Get Tom Emmer in here, huh? I got a few words for Tom Emmer.
I said our state senator.
Well, actually, here's a serious question. I have toyed with the idea of inviting Lisky and stuff. I don't think that he would come within 5 miles of an individual meeting, personally, but if there's appetite here from other voices other than the progressive ones that we normally go for, because Indivisible actually is meant to elect progressive candidates. Progressive doesn't always mean Democrat, though. So if there's, and Lisky is not a progressive guy in kind of any sense, I think, but if there's some appetite to hear from those kind of voices or...
Still, you know.
I would love to have him here to see the response.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't come. No. He
won't, of course.
They won't.
No,
yeah.
His predecessor, so what was that guy's name?
Drahan.
He probably would have come. Drahan probably would have come. This guy's lazy, so no. He won't.
Well, even if he came, you now have a new speaker system, so if it just got too out of hand, you could have problems
with it. So true, yeah. We can.
I mean, invite him to do something like this. I don't think I want to platform a guy with no kinks, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So, any other questions?
I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
Are we looking at possibly advancing this to like farmers groups or other groups that have traditionally not been in our circle, but would be worthy of it in the sense that they are recognizing the same, they're facing the same issues?
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to, I mean, honestly, we'll talk to anybody.
And I think that's, if I may, I think that that's one of the key functions of what we're doing here is to reach out and open ourselves up to everybody. Not only to, you know, some of the people who are a little more red inclined or adjacent than we are, but also to all of our other communities, our communities of color, our communities of income inequality, our communities of gender identity, and all of these different communities that we have out there. We're, to be frank, we're a pretty white little community here, and we need to reach out. I mean, I think that's one of the things that Minneapolis especially showed the world, was that we know how to make it work. We know how to make diversity really work. And so reaching out not only to all of our people of color and income and gender inequality, but also to those people who are farmers, who are laborers, who wouldn't normally think about it, to talk to them and educate them about, don't buy into this culture war BS. When you do that, you are hurting yourselves. It's against your best interest. You vote to that stuff and that destroys your health care, that destroys your economy. I'm sorry.
I think we just recently heard bankruptcies amongst farmers.
Yes,
and also,
because of the tariffs.
They lost their markets for soybeans because, now with fertilizer going to be difficult to get with this shutdown of the so they are getting piled on. So I think that's maybe what Chuck's was referring to. So
now
I think
the time
right,
for that
it's
reach.
Right
yes.
for the outreach. Sure. And this is kind of a farming community around us.
It is.
But not only are we looking at it from an economic issue, we're also looking at it from a moral issue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about time for us to sit across the table from them and have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree.
Yeah, we need to take back the moral issue, the moral high ground.
The big beautiful bill stuff.
Julia behind you.
Yes.
The big beautiful bill stuff. Well, the ugly bill.
Yes.
So that is going to go through like a hot knife through butter through our rural hospitals. There are people in those other districts. I'm queer. I'm married to another girl. You know, they would probably like to, like, nail me to a log and throw me on a fire or something. But I want them to have health care. I want them to have rights. I want them to not be harassed by ICE taking their farm workers away. I want them to be able to be safe in their homes and cared for the same as anybody else. Because that's what we should be doing. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to invite everyone, small group of us, we protest every week. Fridays from 4 to 5 in Ames Park. We're on more not by the police station end, but by the end, kind of more the quarterback club end. And we're a small group. There were 7 of us last week. There were 7 of us 2 weeks ago. In the spring and summer, there will be more of us. But we line up. We have our signs. And you can put on your sign whatever you want it to be. Not profanity, because it's, you know, but, you know, I mean, so if you want to talk about war, it's a good time. It's a good place. We're there, and what happens is people drive by, and we count how many people honk. So people come by and beep 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 beep. Usually we get between 200 and 275 beeps, and we get between 5 and 7 people who give us the finger or wave their fist at us and scream at us and call us names. But I think it's that constant presence of, you know, letting, and people drive slow. They're reading our signs, you know, and they are. That's they want to see what our signs say. And, you know, I mean, they might say, you know, whatever you, whoever you're trying to get a message to, what message might work or what's in your heart.
So before you leave, will you please talk to this woman over here?
Yeah.
And get it's on the calendar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
I'll double check. It's a small group of us. I'd like to see 15 of us instead of 7. That would be cool.
Well,
how many vehicles go by?
What's that?
Could you make sure the email address is up?
Yeah.
There's a group that meets on Thursdays at noon, right by the bicycle.
Right, on the corner of 5th and Division there. Our email, I'm sorry, Julia.
Just our email address so she can write it down.
Yes. Oh. You know what? I don't think I have it there on this page here. Here.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
So I'll do you better. Email that. Just write that email address down. Oh, you moved it.
It's made it bigger.
Just write that down. Email me, because that gets directly to me.
Okay.
And the next time I have an opportunity to fit that in one of those mass emails that goes around, because I write those too, I will make sure people know about that. That goes to 1,000 people.
Perfect.
And probably by No Kings, that'll go to like 4,000 people.
There you go. And sometimes people say, oh, but I don't have a sign made. There's extra signs made. You come, you don't have a sign, we'll give you a sign.
Are you doing that with Lorraine?
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are you a church group that got together to do this?
I don't have any idea. Lorraine is.
It's actually the
light. It's the light.
Shine the light.
Shine the light is Thursday.
Oh, that's Thursday, Sarah. You're right.
There's a lot of activity in Northfield to the point where it's hard to keep track of
what's
going on.
That's why
So back to the question of mobilizing farmers, my connection with Northfield Supporting Neighbors has really been dropping off checks and, you know, making donations. Is anyone here better connected? Because people I know who have been distributing food have some of the praises of local farmers bringing in meat and food, you know, if we could tap into some of that connection, they're already part of the answer. Yeah. But I don't know if they feel invited to public demonstration or if they could be persuaded, but that might be an avenue in. I'm just not connected enough to know who the people are who could identify the people who are already contributing and maybe ask them to spread the word to their neighbors or organizations or whatever.
I want to talk about that in a minute, but can you share?
I know a few of the farmers, but they're all deputy farmers, so I don't know if they're the ones you're specifically referring to. But what I wanted to say was in response to what you were saying about farmers. I mean, everybody here, I assume, knows it's the Minnesota DFL, Democratic Farmer Labor Party. Like, let's bring it back. back to that, right? A. B, and I'm saying this as a Black queer woman, I think it is so imperative that, especially in Minnesota, we as progressives, liberals, Democrats, whatever, don't get so hung up on, as you and I have always said, like, the purity test of what makes you a good liberal, like, are we aligned on every single fucking issue, right? Like, that doesn't actually matter. Like, it really doesn't, right? Like, if someone's like, yeah, I'm gonna put a Black Lives Matter in my, you know, poster in my window, all right, whatever. Like, I would rather have somebody who is aligned on every other issue, and I can look the other way on that. And I think it's very, it is imperative, as we have seen with what's happening in the Middle East specifically, that we start thinking like big picture collectively, and we let small things, other issues, one item issues go. And for that too, I think we also have to be inclusive and open, even like of those who maybe have made mistakes, right? Maybe they are Republican and are like now seeing it. It is so important that we welcome them, because especially if you are, you know, socialized as a white person in this country who was educated by white people, et cetera, it was an unlearning process, and you're not better than somebody else just because you're further along in that spectrum of, like, you know, detangling patriarchy and white supremacy and all of that. So I just say that if we want to big tent this, we have got to be welcoming.
Preach.
Like,
yes.
Have to.
See.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Preach.
Let's go over here first.
Can you piggyback on that?
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Kelly.
We watched the Republican Party overlook differences in positions. Mm-hmm. They've trained people to be racist right along with them. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to be taking a similar approach. We can train people to be anti-racist. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're willing to train people to be fascist authoritarians, we've got to be willing to do the same thing, accepting those people into the tent.
Unfortunately, that's one of the key factors of how MAGA succeeded, was they just let, the only qualification was to worship Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they took single issues over a period of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you had the abortion,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So that pulled a group.
Yeah.
Then you had A2 people.
Yeah.
That pulled a group. They were kind of not the same for a long, long time. Then you had MAHA.
Yeah.
Talk about one that was a little bit unexpected, right?
Yeah.
Woo woos when MAGA. Like, what happened?
I know.
So
I know.
They very successfully said, you're fine as long, and they're all in there together, and we're like going, what?
Yeah.
They're not infighting.
Right, but they all kind of rally around that, and as Kelly says, you know, they were trained. They were trained that way. And, you know, that we have to take a lesson from them and not, and use it against them. I'm sorry, finally.
I have a question for you. Have you had conversations with Mark Leibold?
Oh,
yes.
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 Can you tell us about your conversations with Mark Leibold?
Julia, you know him best.
Yeah, we're friends. What do you want to know?
Well, you talk about wanting to be welcoming, wanting to have more conversation with farmers, wanting to have more conversation with folks who may have voted red in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think as you're thinking about Big Tent, one of the phrases that might be helpful is, it's okay to change your mind.
Yep.
Mm, okay. Yes.
Because that's more welcoming than... anyway, that's why I was thinking, if Mark Leibold is an opportunity to... reach the farming community.
Yep, Mark is actively doing that. So he leads a lot of his speeches is with, we're gonna put the farmer back in Democratic farmer labor.
And he's told us anyway that he has Republicans donating to his campaign.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he says, you know, I'm a Democrat. That's okay, man. Here you go. And that's what we need. That's what we need.
He is a former educator, and he used to actually be the highest enlisted rank in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So he's like a Master Chief Command Sergeant and the Minnesota Air National Guard.
Minnesota National Guard, yeah.
And he's a corn and soybean farmer who uses regenerative.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about him as a No King speaker?
He spoke at our last No Kings. He can speak at this No Kings. He's kind of waiting for me to ask.
And we were asking him if he could, if he had a hay wagon that we could borrow.
He
doesn't. Oh, okay. He doesn't, apparently. But we're still looking for one. So if anybody knows a farmer who has a hay wagon that they can loan us.
He did say he would ask around, but he kind of went, well.
I have one here in Malacca.
You have one?
I know. I had something to say.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So to touch on the point, like, we need a broad tent.
Yes.
That I think that a lot of people discount the, especially people on the left, discount vibe-based. Like, you have to have the right vibe.
Yeah.
To get people to vote. People don't vote based on issues. They vote based on vibe.
Uh-huh.
Are you giving a vibe if you're going to give change to people? Because a lot of people in the Democratic Party do not run on that. They run on, hey, at least we're not Nazis. Yeah. It's like, what an appealing ticket.
We don't do that.
So, yeah.
I talked to a lot of politicians and candidates, and I was the one who brought Matt in here tonight, and I pretty much asked him the same thing. If you want us to fight for you, you need to get on the floor, and you need to fight with your whole heart, and you need to leave it all in the field, otherwise, what the fuck are you doing? You gotta be in the game. It's politics for you, it's life and death for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to get back as progressive Democrats or whatever. We just get back to like economics, period.
Mm-hmm.
Just economics, stupid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's for the rest of the economy, stupid. Like, we really just have to, like, we would win on literally every KPI at that point.
That's the biggest myth in our current political environment is that Republicans are somehow better on the economy than Democrats.
No, they just talk about it.
Eggs are cheaper now.
Yeah, gas is at 50 cents a gallon, I hear now. So,
that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. It's not like a global economy.
It's America's golden age. I'm sorry. China is weeping with joy because they're going to change the oil trade currency from dollars to yuan.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would be real bad.
That would be super bad.
I think you had a question, didn't you?
No.
Oh, comment?
I do want to segue a little bit. So
sure.
You were mentioning mutual aid and stuff, and that's something that we really want to get into. Later, actually on the agenda, we're going to talk about, you know, functional groups and stuff, because right now we've got like a really active core of leaders and kind of lead volunteers that help us put on events and some other stuff, but it's been difficult for us to increase our reach into doing things like mutual aid and other things that people want to see, that they want to see us doing them. But the problem with that is that if you want to see Northfield Indivisible doing that stuff, we need to have people who are members of Northfield Indivisible stepping up and helping do that work. So if that's something that we want to see, I mean, we've got all the connections with Northfield Supporting Neighbors, and they are like actually waiting for us to like say, yeah, we've got like 10 people that want to help with this. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to like figure out all of this from scratch, because Northfield Supporting Neighbors is doing it. There's a bunch of mutual aid networks forming up in the Dakota County part of Northfield and in the suburbs that go up along the river and stuff like that. So there's lots of expertise out there. So all we need is we just need a bunch of people who are committed to doing that one particular thing, and we can start doing that kind of work.
One of the things that I joined Indivisible basically last August, right? And I've just been, and I retired in November, so I've had a little more time on my hand to investigate this stuff. But one of the things I love about Isaiah and Faith in Minnesota is their effectiveness, and one of the ways that they have been so effective is by breaking things into teams, into pods, into focus groups, and giving those groups autonomy to go out there and do some of that connection and communication and that mutual aid work.
Having a paid staff does not hurt.
That doesn't hurt, but you know, we can build towards that. But that's, I'm just saying that as a organizational function, that's a very successful one. And not only Isaiah, but there are other groups out there that have used that same model, and we're kind of taking that on ourselves as well here too with the teams. Should I get into that now?
Yes, let's get into that.
All right, let's get into that. We're getting low. And actually, I don't know, Kamisha, since you're here, you want to talk about the teams a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Because Kamisha wrote most of these year ago.
in July, not Friday.
Oh, almost, yeah.
So yeah, perfect. Siege, you know, said it all about like what the purpose of this is. I think everybody here can read, but like leadership team is, you know, obviously like Wendell, Phil, you, me. And we like set the meetings and just kind of do all of like the logistics, background stuff. Rally's an event team. It's pretty self-explanatory. They coordinate, facilitate, organize all the things with the rallies and different events throughout Northfield for Indivisible. The training new members, membership committee, just onboards and supports new members.
Is that better?
Yes. Because it's just, you know, a lot of people come in here and just don't know how to really plug in. This is a great way to just kind of get them oriented to how we do things and, you know, what skill set do they have that can be used to move our organization forward. Election influence teams is going to become infinitely more important as the days go by. So as you can see, voter registration, etc., just, you know, think midterm elections. Communications and social media team, this is both print media as well as radio, social media, etc. And just having a presence there. Special interests and working groups, just so that, for example, like data centers, right? That is a special interest group that can kind of take the reins on certain issues and, you know, do what is necessary. Community outreach and liaison teams is one that I'm personally heading up. The point of this, and maybe it's not the best title, so my apologies, it's not specifically, the way it was organized was not necessarily due like mutual aid. That wasn't like the first inception of it. It was really just to connect all these like splintered progressive groups so that we weren't doubling efforts, that we were supporting each other. That was the original intent. At this point, now that we have a list of what all of these groups are, we do want to start having mutual aid be a part of community outreach.
I had it in special interest, but we're it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah. So,
whatever. As long as it gets done, right. I don't care.
These teams or working groups or pods or whatever you want to call them, we've been calling them teams just for lack of anything, they overlap. You know, community outreach feeds into events. Mm-hmm. You know, we want as many different people, as many different communities showing up at No Kings 3 as we can possibly find. So the community outreach is going to be key to the success of the events team. And that's just one example of how that is. Yeah.
Like, if you have, like, a knitting group, that means mention No Kings 3. If you have a neighborhood parents group, mention it. If your kid plays basketball, mention it, you know? And then last but not least, fundraising finance. As Julia already said, we now have a treasurer, so Phil. So now we can actually like go ahead with fundraising and financing all of our efforts. So is that what you wanted to
talk about?
Okay, that's excellent.
Did we talk about training new members?
Yes, we did. But you want to speak on that more?
Just a little. So we are going to talk about that tonight when we split up into other groups. So the training new members, in my view, is kind of one of the most important groups. So Americans aren't joiners anymore. Northfield's a little weird in that we do have like a lot of like side things that we do, but it can be very difficult for new people to navigate Indivisible and figure out how to get involved. So the whole point of these groups is to have a group of people who know enough about what's going on in their little orbit for them to, for someone new, that someone comes out of that like new members committee or something, or someone from that committee just, like, says, okay, when someone new comes, first thing we want to do is we want to talk to them a little bit about what we did when we just came here. So we like, what's your name? What's something that motivates you? What do you want? What are you passionate about? What do you want to do to help move the needle? And all these groups, they're just going to have a list of stuff to do. So we can just chuck you at that group and say, hey, you want to go do X? Well, we've got this whole laundry list of stuff that needs to get done. Let's go. Right now, it's kind of like, okay, I came to a meeting, now what? Right. And we just need to have, we need, so the new members group is kind of meant to welcome people, get them to come in, try to figure out what's motivating them, and then get them into a place right away that they can do something. You know, so that's kind of the purpose of it. Mm-hmm. And then it's also to do things like come up with the social events that we do. So we do this thing at Imminent every Friday now. It's like Friday at 4:30, swing by Imminent, and there usually be at least a few Indivisibles. And
Wendell brings snacks.
And Wendell, all your snacks are in the kitchen table. So,
yeah. Speaking of that, mm-hmm. This is a good example. I was there two or three Fridays ago. I don't really know anybody. I'm fairly new in town.
Mm-hmm.
I had no way to know where the heck y'all were. I asked the bartender. They were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so what happens is they look for me or they look for Steve.
But a sign, a placard on a table, like I've looked. And because I've only been to one other meeting, I don't recognize faces. Nobody's going to recognize, oh, she's looking for you. Like, it was... So
nope, that's exactly it. And the problem with the socials that we've kind of created for ourselves is that they are every week, so we have a continuous engagement, but it usually means that someone recognizable, like Steve or me or Callie or Kamisha,
or Wendell
has to be there all the time. And if we can't be there, then it falls
apart.
Take
a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
Just hilarious. We went to the social hour at Imminent a couple weeks ago, and they weren't part of Indivisible, but they let us join their
That's great.
Actually, it was quite funny because we asked them, is this the Indivisible group? They're like, oh yeah, we've heard of them. Sit with us.
So that's the kind of, you know, we need a couple of people there continuously, and we need a few people. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
We need a few people who are involved in that, so we're
and
not always...
And other people who were there, and they come over, they'd be like, what are you guys... I mean, it would just kind of help that whole...
Yeah. And for us on this side, it's a burnout issue. You know, because I've got to be in, like, a billion places all the time, and then sometimes Friday comes, and it's just like... Oh, you have to go and be on and talk about Indivisible, and I just want to jump off a cliff.
Would the owner of Indivisible, if we gave them a little placard,
they would totally do
us?
Yeah,
I would want that to just be the thing where, like, someone gets there.
Linda used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Linda
Laura.
Why do I keep on doing that? Laura does that. She probably still has our old ones.
Right, and I've got the little stupid foam core things I made. But if you want to, Kamisha, make some proper table tents.
Well, now that we have a treasure, we can afford to do something.
We can afford to do something professional. So, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Mary Kay.
Oh, you're Mary. That's right, Mary Kay. We yes, I know. See, this is the whole thing, right? You know. I know. All right.
We like to say that we're building the plane after we jump off the cliff.
Right, right.
I signed up for some things when I came last time and never heard back anything.
Yep. And some of that's on us because we've got all this
but I'm here.
Yeah.
Just got the, it's, for us, it's a bandwidth issue. So that's why we're trying to get these going.
By the way, so I'm still here.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm glad because, because you and I, we have some stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't actually help you with this.
That would be great. So. Yeah. So, anyway, it's getting a little late here.
Yeah, well, we're not in here.
This always happens. Let's see here. Yeah, so we were going to break out into small groups and everything. It's 20 to 8. We don't
We don't have time for that.
Okay.
Move into the next meeting.
We've been doing that for quite a few years.
That's, unfortunately, that's the problem is that...
We did break out, though. It was nice.
Yeah, it was great, but...
Well, we are kind of slowly moving on. Steve, is there any chance...
Yes.
You have the QR code for that form.
I believe it's on the website here.
The member form.
The member form? That would be this one?
I think so.
Not that one.
Not that one.
The one for the groups.
Right. The Teams page, right? Isn't that the QR code for that?
There's one way to find out.
Oh,
dude!
Sorry, I didn't.
That'll work.
All right, let's try this again. There we go.
Okay, what do we got?
The same thing.
Yay! Okay, yeah. So if you scan that QR, for the love of God, stop moving it, please.
Yeah. Sorry.
Scan if you want to sign up for something, scan that QR code. That will give you a Google form. All it has, it's got three questions. What's your name? What's an email that I can find you at? And what do you want to do? So
is that
that's
it?
This is it.
Yeah.
And then that drops into a spreadsheet in Google Drive. And then I just I've been sharing that out to the other leaders. Yes, ma'am.
Are there any immediate needs given No Kings coming up?
Yes.
And we have a separate sign up for that.
We do. Let's see here. Where did we put it, though? That's a question. Oops, let me go back up to... Where the heck did No Kings go? Let me go back to that. There.
We have a separate sign up for that.
The separate sign up for that. Do I not have that on here? Where
I can dig it out.
Yeah.
Just go back to the email address, because if you want to sign up for something, just to help out with No Kings, because we definitely need help with that. So we're going to need help with setting the event up. That new sound system we've got is a lot more complicated. So
the sound system that we have is not complicated, but we're adding more fun things in.
Yes.
Kamisha.
One thing that would be really helpful, so for me, I think it was No King 1. I went door to door in my neighborhood. So I live, in Wayne's Woods, and I passed out about 40 posters, and it spread the word like crazy. Most people did not know. Even though the posters are great when they're posted at like Blue Monday and all these different places, not everybody sees it. If it's gonna be warmish this weekend. I'll send the poster. There we go. Print it. Huh? You can print it in color. You can print it in black and white. Print like 50. Just go to your neighborhood and pass them out. Like for real, that helps.
How many of those do you want me to print out for? I believe
it's in color.
Is it on the website?
Yeah.
Is that on the website?
No, I sent
not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
I have to put that up there. That's something else I could use some help with, Mary Kay. As key as keeping the website.
That, so I'm good.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
I was just saying. I think I submitted a thing to the group.
What's your name?
Cora.
Cora. Oh, Cora. Yes, I remember you. You were on the online one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I only had to make it last month.
Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah, I remember. I saw that, so I can. I got your back. Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious because
yes.
I was otherwise going to send another one in.
Right. Right.
No. So if you just send something to, if you're in this room and you haven't done it yet, just if you want to help out with No Kings, just send something to northfieldinvisible@gmail.com. I will manually stick you into the spreadsheet, so we'll reach out. That's fine.
Steve, if you went to base camp and just looked at a list of, you can read that list of things that are a little to-do list for No Kings.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And let me just. Where the heck did I put base camp now here? I have too many things.
Are you not in base camp?
Oh, I am. I'm just like, I got too many windows and tabs and things open here. Here, I'll just open it up right there. All right. There we go. Okay, there's base camp.
They have a desktop app, dude.
I know. I just haven't installed it on this one yet. So all right. Here we go. There we are. Docs and files. And a list of everything I can think of that needs to be done for No Kings 3 here. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things. First and foremost is, of course, getting out the word. We're working on drummers for a little bit of a pre-show drum circle that we're going to try and get going. There, we were very inspired by the Minneapolis drummers during the ICE invasion.
What time is the Minneapolis one?
Capital starts at 2.
Capital, St. Paul starts at 2. Ours starts at 12.
What time do you want the drummer?
Right in noon.
Well, a little before me.
Yeah,
like,
Lisa Perez, you know, Hendrix Perez, who is the, you know, the rap who raps. She's a drummer.
Oh, great!
She's a friend, so I'm just wondering if
she's
a rep, so she might have to be at the Minneapolis.
If she wants to come down here, we're going to try and get it. The idea is that beforehand, before we get the actual program started, we're going to have a bunch of drummers, we hope. We're going to have a bunch of buckets, and we're going to start to, and other things to bang on. We're going to make a bunch of noise. We're going to have a good old hippie drum circle. And some chants. And, you know, really try and get things good and going and excited and learning. And, you know, we don't know. There might be some other groups that might join us as well in that time. So, Kamisha, if you want to talk to, I'm sorry, what was her name again?
Maria Issa Hedges-Perez.
Maria Issa Hedges-Perez.
Yes, and she is the rep who raps, so she's the state representative.
Bless you. Okay. Well, if she wants to be here, we're going to try and start that at noon. So if she wants...
I'll ask.
Yeah, if she wants, that would be amazing to get her. Yeah. All right. But other than that, yeah, so if we can get as many drummers as we can, actual good drummers, not me necessarily, but I will join. We need to get posters printed. We are looking, we need a banner. Right.
I will dial into that tomorrow.
Okay, we're gonna find we.
I had another question.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the speakers from noon to 1, and then more engagement from 1 to 2 or 2:30. What did you mean by engagement on that part of the No Kings? And any ideas that you were?
We have ideas.
We have several ideas.
We have several things.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
Well, it's way more than the concept of a plan, and you will see it in 2 weeks for real. But
the whole idea, generally speaking, is that, you know, and what we did at No Kings 2, but also what we're hoping again now, is to make it a really festive environment, a really festive atmosphere, like celebrate us being together and standing in the cause. And so there's going to be tables. We're hoping there's going to be more musicians. We might have singing resistance there, teaching everybody songs. We have lots of ideas.
Right. And we have the pro, and we, what we're trying to do is just, we've got all these things that we could do, and they're kind of like Legos. So we're just trying to put all the Legos together.
If anybody wants to get it, once I hire a dunk tank, I'm willing to sit. But, you know, stuff like that. Maybe a bounce house. I don't know. Something like that. But that might be cold. Yeah.
Right. So, food trucks.
I'm going to order.
Are not going to have a good day.
I know. Anything for the cause.
Are not going to have.
Okay, but
It's because we don't know where to put them.
Right. We're hoping to have tables there set up, right, Julia?
Pardon me?
Tables.
We will have a table.
But we might have more.
We might have more. I'm running out of bandwidth, but yeah, we need to reach out to League of Women Voters.
Those are the things we need help with.
Julie, you can
sit down and do another thing. Thank you. She stands in front of the TV. So, yeah, that's a big part of it, too, is, you know, connecting up with, yeah, League of Women Voters, Citizens Climate League, the Women Against Gun, Women for Gun Control, Moms for Gun Control. What is that?
Moms
Demand Action. That's it, yeah. But all of these groups, you know, we need to bring them all together. This is our day to celebrate and to exercise our voice and our power and to have a great time if we can, you know? So if you know somebody who can man a table, if you know somebody who wants to put a table out there, reach out to them. That's huge.
Is this list on the website?
It is.
Oh, is it?
It is. It's on the agenda. So if you go to, and again, this is just a kind of a, like I said, partial, what off the top of my head, if you will, sort of a thing. But if you go, let me go back to the website here. Let me just go up and show you where that's at. If you go to the front page here, the landing page, and if we, I actually stuck this just today, in fact, on our Indivisible monthly in-person meetings page here. There's our agenda, and there's the list right there. So, but I'll put that, I'll duplicate that, I'll put that on the No Kings page too. So
the other big thing that we're going to need help with is just getting the posters distributed. So probably tomorrow I'm going to send BioLead Graphics the poster. We're going to print out, I think the number will be a shitload of them. And we're just going to, I'm going to give them to Kanisha. We're going to just spread that.
Door to door is truly the best. And you can talk about it with your people. Or you can leave it in their... in their door.
Yes.
Not in their mailbox, but their door.
Yeah,
okay.
So
lots of stuff. So there's lots of stuff. And, you know, I was hoping that we could talk a little bit more in depth about that tonight, but I think we are just about out of time here. 7:53 I have right now. So I want to be respectful. Kathleen.
If you're winding up, I have an announcement.
Please, jump in.
So our friends at Isaiah are doing an action the day after
Palm Sunday
rally, Palm Sunday event. There will be several thousand Black church members in this procession. It's sort of taking Christianity away from the Christian nationalists.
Yes.
Back towards what it is about, feeding the hungry at a time when our country is getting rid of SNAP and other programs, healing the sick when we've got dangers to Medicare, Medicaid, all of that, and welcoming the stranger.
Yeah.
Some of the strangers have lived with us for 20 years, but caring for immigrants.
Yeah.
So there's a procession that will start at University in Dale. It will go to the Capitol, and then there will be songs and sermons and kids' activities. And so you are welcome. There are buses coming from Northfield. If you need a bus, let me know and we can get you a spot on the bus. And that would be great to connect up with our partners.
Yeah, I'm totally in love with Isaiah, actually, and in admiration of what they are doing. It's not just the black churches, but it's also the black barbershops, as well as, you know, the mosques and Islam. It's also mobile home people. It's all of these people coming together in this to take back, yeah, the core values of morality, to take back spirituality. And to take back it for us, and I think this is for all of us, is that we need to own it again. We need to own morality. We need to own spirituality. And we need to take back even patriotism.
Oh, we definitely need to.
We definitely need to do all of that.
What's the timeline for the
homestead?
So the buses are leaving at 12:30. The procession starting at Dalen University starts at 2. The Capitol grounds, the events there start at 2:30, will probably last a couple of hours. Buses will return here to Northfield about 4:30.
And the buses are dropping off both at the start of the march and at the end of the march for people who can't walk.
And then there's a light rail, so if you know, if you're tired, grab the light rail for the rest of the way to the Capitol.
It's rally season, folks, you know.
It's going to be rally, spring, summer, and fall.
That's it. We are moving into the biggest activation and movement of our time. We're going to take back our country.
So anything you guys can do to help, make sure we have your name. We will follow up on the groups once No Kings is done. Most of my bandwidth is sucked into that, because unlike Stephen Wendell, I am not retired. I have a day job that is complex and stressful sometimes, so I have to go do that.
And we have spotty internet, I guess, I'm assuming, here today, tonight, now. Anyway, all right, any other, there it is. Oh, let's pull this back down a little bit here. There we go. Okay, so Northfield. Indivisible.org. The website is right there on our calendar. nfld.indivisible@gmail. Let us know. If you've signed up for stuff and we somehow have missed each other, send us another email. Send us another. Call us. I don't know. Anything you want. But yes.
Since this is the time for completely random announcements.
Absolutely.
Time pressure. Tomorrow night, 5 p.m., Corks and Pints in Faribault, Martha Brown is doing another kickoff. Martha Brown is the Democratic candidate running in Faribault for State House.
Nice.
And she actually could win.
For all those people who have events, can you say after? I'm going to add it right now. I'm going to grab my phone from my 9.5-year-old.
Kamisha is the keeper of the calendar here,
also,
too.
Also, Faribault is actually going to spin up an indivisible group.
Yeah.
They are talking about registering their group finally and stuff. So, waiting to help them.
Okay. Other questions, comments, announcements, anything like that? All right. Well, I do want to be respectful of everybody's time, so please email us, go to one of those forms. We will, I promise you.
No,
we
totally will.
We will.
And come to No Kings 3.
Come to No Kings 3, yeah, and help us set it up.
Help us
tear it down. All right. Yeah. Okay. Just email us.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
I've been hugged.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think I submitted the form.
I know. I saw that. Yeah. And I don't know.
It just disappeared into the ether. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm going to resubmit it.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just send an email directly to whatever email I got. Like, what is there a specific email I should send it to?
NFLD.indivisible@gmail.com. Right? It is. That one right there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to take a picture.
Okay.
Let me speed. Okay. And what should I say?
Just, you know, say, hey, this is what I want.
This is what I'm looking to do. This is what I have expertise in.
Yep. And Julie and I both get that Gmail account. We have access to that, so one of us is likely to see it. And I promise you, if I see it, I'll reply.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. I've been on good behavior since profanity day, but I say that word probably.
We all have.
Got it.
That's kind of
the
like
fuck word.
The fuck word. It's yeah.
You read all things.
You're
learning hula.
I'll send an email.
Okay.
Because I'm very interested in doing social media stuff, and then also.
Kelly runs our Facebook page.
Okay.
Talk to her.
I'm being.
What is your name?